Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, the cost of health insurance is set to rise this week. The three main providers are hiking the cost of their plans by hundreds of euro. And it's the second round of increases this year from these three insurers. We know that nearly half the population has private health insurance right now. But will they now start questioning whether it's worth it or not? Here to talk about this is Brian Turner, who's a health economist at the Cork University Business School in UCC. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
Now, as I said, some families and individuals and couples are looking at increases of hundreds of euros now in their health insurance. Tell us firstly why it's happening.
OK, so I suppose fundamentally, the cost of any insurance product is directly related to the claims costs. So what we've seen in recent years is an increase in claims costs for health insurance. Now, that's being driven by two primary factors. So first of all, we have a growing and an aging population, so that's increasing demand for healthcare. And secondly, we're seeing constant improvements in medical technology, so new drugs, new medical devices, new surgical procedures, which almost inevitably are more effective than what they're replacing, but also more expensive. So between the combination of growing demand for healthcare and the increasing cost of healthcare, that's driving health insurance premiums. And I mean, this is a global issue. It's not just a specifically Irish issue. It's being seen in increasing public health budgets as well. So we'll probably see an increase in the health budget again next week. And that's, again, largely driven by increasing demand for services and an increasing cost of providing those services.
Mm-hmm. But also there's an element of policy here as well affecting this, because a lot of the private care now is not happening in public hospitals, is it? It's happening in the private hospitals and clinics. Therefore, the cost is going up.
Exactly. So under Sláinte Care, one of the big ticket items, if you like, is the removal of private practice out of public hospitals. Now, what we've seen over the last number of years is the share of health insurance claims being paid to public hospitals has decreased. So it was 30% of claims were paid to public hospitals in 2016. That's now down to around 15%. And a greater share of the claims are going to private hospitals. Now, that's kind of consistent with Sláinte Care, but it's also driving costs, because the cost that insurers are charged for overnight accommodation for their members in public hospitals, that's set by the Minister for Health. Now, that was set in 2014 and it hasn't been changed since. Whereas you can be pretty sure that the costs of accommodation in private hospitals have increased since then to reflect just the market costs of providing those services. So at the same time as we have an increasing proportion of claims being paid to private hospitals, the gap in terms of costs between public and private hospitals is also increasing. So that's a specifically Irish factor that's adding to the increase in premiums.
Well, all of this that you just explained to us points to the fact that these premiums are not coming down anytime soon. In fact, they may continue to rise. Is that fair, do you think?
I think so. I mean, we might see short-term dips here and there, but the long-term trend is definitely upwards. I don't see that changing anytime soon. And actually, the removal of private practice out of public hospitals raises another issue specifically for health insurance in Ireland, in that the entry-level plans from the insurers usually only cover public hospitals, and they're that bit cheaper to try and get people on the ladder, so to speak. Whereas, you know, once private practice is removed from public hospitals, then those plans will essentially cease to exist. So the insurers will have to redesign their entry-level plans to take account of cover in private hospitals. Now, I have no doubt that the insurers are on the case already, because this has been well flagged in advance. But it'll be interesting to see how they actually structure those plans in order to keep them affordable. I mean, do they restrict the number of private hospitals that they cover, or do they restrict other kind of services? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But as I said, I have no doubt that they're already working towards that in the future.
Because, Brian, the increases and the cost of cover now is reaching a level where people are looking at it and going, well, look, I felt like this was an essential part of my household budget, but now I'm questioning whether I need it or not. Now, close to half of people people in Ireland have health insurance. Do you think that more people will look at it and go, is that an option that I can afford now to draw a line under, or draw a line through rather, and drop?
I think what people might do first is look at their level of cover and see, okay, do I need to have all of this cover? Can I reduce the amount of cover that I have? So I suppose previous experience looking at what happened after the financial crash in kind of, you know, the late 2000s, early 2010s would suggest that a lot of people, they downgraded their cover, but they kept their health insurance. So at the time, so between around 2008, the end of 2008, when the number of people peaked at the time, and the kind of the trough of the market in 2014, the market contracted by about 13%. So about 13% of people dropped their health insurance cover, despite the economic circumstances in which we found ourselves, and despite the fact that like for like premiums pretty much doubled at the same time. So there was a huge increase in cost, but people were hanging on by their fingernails in some cases just to keep the health insurance. So it suggests that demand for health insurance is very resilient. Now, over time, as Sláintecare improves the public health system, which is the ultimate aim of Sláintecare, a lot of people might reevaluate and say, okay, I'm happy enough that I can access the public system in a timely fashion now, so maybe I don't need health insurance. And actually, in Sláintecare, that is one of the underlying assumptions of Sláintecare, that if they improve the public health system, that fewer people will need private health insurance. So there's a figure in Sláintecare suggesting that once the reforms are all implemented, people will be spending about €1.5 billion a year less on private healthcare through a combination of reduced and removed charges for public services and also reduced demand for private health insurance. Now, unfortunately, they didn't give any details in terms of what their underlying assumptions were, but that is kind of assumed as part of Sláintecare.
Because if people are looking at these increased fees now and premiums that they're going to have to pay, they'll want to know on the other side, well, when is Sláintecare going to deliver on that commitment? And we don't really, do we, Brian, have a timeline for when access to public hospitals and consultants and care will improve?
Exactly. I mean, Sláintecare kind of anticipated a 10-year time frame. Now, I'm not sure anybody really expected all of the reforms to happen in 10 years. But then, of course, in the meantime, we've had a pandemic which threw the cat amongst the pigeons. So I think it is definitely going to take a lot longer. But I suppose it is still the ultimate aim of public health, the public health system, and of pretty much all parties in the Oireachtas to move towards this situation where we have a better public system, which reduces the need for private health insurance. So they still envisage having a private system operating alongside the public system, but just greater separation between the two. Mm-hmm. So it definitely will take longer. And I suspect, given the history of public health services in Ireland, I suspect a lot of people will want to see the improvements before they give up the private health insurance. So they'll need to be reassured that they can get in a timely fashion, because it's really access is the issue with the public health system.
Yeah, you're
most
not buying.
Most people who get in are happy with.
That's it. You're not buying the quality of care, because if you get in through the public system, if you have a health event like a heart attack, you're going to get in there. You know you're going to be well cared for. So as you say, you're buying access to things like diagnostics and consultants.
Exactly. And you're buying access essentially to the private hospital system as well. So you're giving yourself that option. But as you say, if you have a major health event, then in a lot of cases, you will be seen very quickly in the public system. And the quality of care in the public system is very high. So the vast majority of people who are treated in the public system are very happy with the quality of care. It's access is the issue, and particularly for the kind of the non-urgent type of conditions.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian Turner there from Cork University Business School. Now, coming up next, Donald Trump wants one, but will he get a Nobel Peace Prize? We're going to find out how to get one and who decides who wins. Plus, a little later on, from foxes to squirrels and badgers, Éanna Ní Lána on the animals that live right in the heart of Dublin City.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.